who is trying to take their shirt off and kiss. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. If not, enjoy the podcast. Please, this is a podcast. No, really, though, guys, this is a podcast, and I'm really fucking tired of people calling for emergencies. It's a podcast. It's just a dude talking to his buddies, having hell of a time. Hell of a time. welcome to the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Ignacio Juan Carlos. Say hello, Ignacio. Ayudo, por favor. Ayudo, amigo. Also with me today, Ignacio needs to know his place. You know, Ignacio. See, I really, really like him on the podcast, and I know all you guys too, but when he tries to talk a long time like that, it's like, hello, we can't understand you. You're speaking Hispanic, you know. It's just not what the listeners want to hear. And by the way, I would not be here without you guys. You guys make the podcast, not me. I mean, I might be the one that's famous off the podcast, you know, 18 subscribers, at least another 5-6 that listen but don't subscribe. So like, I'm basking in your guys' in that kind of fame, but you guys are the one that makes that happen. And I would not be here without you. I'm like Kevin Spacey in that way, you know? Kevin Spacey would just be Kevin Spacey, but we made him Kevin Spacey. You guys make me Mike Sitting Down. All 18 of you, minus the 4 that quit last week. So all 14 of you, you guys make what I am. I am Mike. Okay, so anyways, I was driving around today and I almost hit a deer. And I'm fucking pissed, because I only missed by like a few feet. I would have loved to bag me a deer. Nothing like going hunting and commuting at the same time. Great, great, great multitasking. I just don't like deer. Everyone's like, oh, that's Michael, that's so fucked up. Seriously? Deer were here before us. No, deer were not here before us. Not those fucking deer. Maybe 10 generations earlier, there are some fucking deer here before us. But not those deer. I was here way before that deer was born. Therefore, I have the right of way in my vehicle. Okay? And I'm tired of deer getting all this sympathy. Like, okay, don't get me wrong. Deer are cute. But who the fuck cares? Because they don't let you pet them. You know, like, so what's the point of having a cute animal you can't touch? Because they'll just run away like little bitches. Like, I'm all down for puppies. You can pet them and send them, whatever. If deer... That's another problem. The fact that the plural and the singular are the same. We'll get that to that later. But the fact that deer won't even let you touch them, there's kind of like, you know, look but don't touch. They just kind of look at you like a girl from across the bar. You're going to look at me, but you will not come close to me. Not this time. Keep dreaming. So it's like, okay, fine. I'm going to stopping for you. If you're just gonna look at me then run away and not even let me pet you or ride you or do anything fun like that, that goes for both of you. So yeah, I'm over it. And I don't think deer are that smart. I think they get too much credit for being smart. Deer are so smart. They can get through the deer fences so easily. Yeah, that's because their food's on the other side. If you put me between fucking anything in my food, like my means of survival, I would figure out a way. I'd probably stick my nose up and around the fence. So I'm not giving the deer that much credit on that one. Next. But the deer, like, whatever, they should be protected. Like, they were here for so long ago. Again, dude, if deer can talk, the first thing they would say, like, yo, being a deer is pretty easy. Come here, little fawn. Why don't you sit on Poppy's lap? Being a deer is very easy. You have really no predators. All you have to do is avoid the big metal moving vehicles. The hooves. Do that and you'll be fine, especially in fucking Marin County. No one's hunting these deer. They're everywhere. They run shit in Marin County. No one's hunting them. And all they have to do is avoid the cars, which are, like, if you think about it, don't even take up that much space. We're talking small roads all over the county, sure, but if you can just avoid those roads, avoid crossing the roads, or just use the crosswalks, they'll be fine. But no, they keep on running out in the middle of fucking roads, and I'm tired of it. Should we just roll to the sponsors real quick? Should we do that? Oh, shit, sorry, I forgot to introduce fucking Taylor. Shut up, Taylor. Taylor is the newest host to the podcast. If you missed previous podcast, Taylor is here because the bosses sitting down think that the show is too dominated by males. Although, obviously, we're diverse, but straight males are dominating the show, and the bosses sitting down thought that was a little whatever, I don't know, with the word misogynistic. Maybe because we're the most qualified to run the show, you know, but who knows. And so now they hired this lamb named Taylor, who's a transsexual lesbian woman of color, lamb, and she'll be here to chime in at terrible, terrible situations throughout the podcast when I'm really on a roll. She'll be here to get me off my roll and get me off my roll. How's your roll, man? Get me off my roll and just generally wreak havoc. So give it up for Taylor. Boo. 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 Let's go to some sponsors. Sponsors. The Mike Sitting Down podcast is brought to you by Hangovers. Think you can drink like you did in college and not feel like Satan's toilet paper for a couple days afterwards? Think again, idiot. Hangovers only cost as many drinks as you need to blanket your inadequate personality with obnoxious drunkenness, all in the name of making it easier to talk to the opposite sex. Hangovers. That night you don't remember will cost you 3 days you won't want to. The Mike Sitting Down podcast is also brought to you by beautiful actors becoming ugly for movie roles. Because fuck ugly actors, right? Why should they get work? You know, every once in a blue moon when roles come along that feature a misfit girl or a fat ugly guy, or they call for that. And instead of getting the fat ugly actor or a misfit girl, or misfit whatever, actor, actress, they get beautiful actors to heroically transform their bodies so they don't have to employ fat chicks or ugly guys or either way around. And of course, instead they get a good-looking person who transforms their body. They walk in an ugly person or fat person's shoes and obviously get hella Oscar dap for it. Makes almost no sense. I mean, yeah, whatever. So the only roles that really ugly chicks get, to be a chick, here, I'll break it down. To be a chick in Hollywood, you either have to be really, really fucking beautiful or really hilariously, like, mutant ugly. Like, so ugly that Anne Hathaway couldn't portray it no matter how much makeup she put on, you know? Even if she was put on disgusting makeup, then was beaten with a pole, she still couldn't portray this ugly, horrific beast of a woman. Those are the only women that get roles, not the average looking chicks. Because they'll just, or even below average, because then they'll just get like a really good looking chick and just not put makeup on her or whatever, you know. So if you're an average looking chick, you're basically fucking out, as they say, as Kenny Powers says, you are fucking out. But as I say, I'll reiterate, if you're absolutely heinous, I'm talking like a dragon wearing John Travolta's face as a mask, ugly, then you might get cast. I mean, it'll probably be as like an orc from Lord of the Rings, but you'll get a part. And don't worry, the ladies, oh, it's so much misogyny. It's for guys too. I mean, look at Jared Leto, right? He was in Dallas Buyers Club, and he played this stick thin dying transsexual, so it's a dude who turned into a chick. Right? So they could have gotten some gay guy. Could have been some transsexual's big acting break. But no. They got, instead of getting a real someone that's actually had life experience similar to the actor they're portraying, they got the teen heartthrob from My So-Called Life to play the part. It's like, fuck. All right. Last thing, as far as body image and casting in big motion pictures, I know this topic's been beaten to death, but I just saw Captain America. Yeah, Captain America 2, which wasn't a bad movie. But Scarlett Johansson like plays such a huge fucking role in it. And don't get me wrong, I love Scarlett Johansson. She seems really nice and she's really fucking hot. But Scarlett Johansson, what are you doing hanging out with the Avengers, thinking you're one of them and shit? Scarlett, the only thing you bring to the table of the Avengers is their dinner, okay? You literally have no powers. What? That's not true. Seduction. Okay, seduction's not a power. And what about my high leg kick? That's not a fucking power either. That's a technique. Most guys can do that. Or, I mean, qualified. I mean, whatever. A lot. It's a good thing to have, but doesn't mean you get to be in the Avengers, or else I would just master high leg kick. I mean, Black Widow, which is the role she plays, that would have been a great opportunity to give some, like, big bitch, or like some nice well-built woman, sorry, like the center fielder for like a women's softball team, that kind of build, the kind of chick who like fucks her husband, you know, that kind of chick should play Black Widow, not 5'4", 120-pound Scarlett Johansson. And I would go see that too. I was like, oh, it's so shallow, you wouldn't go see that though. No, fuck yeah, I would go see it. It'd make a lot more sense to have some big chick fighting crime or fighting evil aliens and shit than Scarlett Johansson. But what about her seduction? That's not a fucking power. Shut up. I honestly, and if the bad guy really wanted to defeat Scarlett Johansson, he would have just mentioned that she's already worn her black jumpsuit twice this week. She would have just run off crying. And honestly, she'd be like, and Scarlett or Black Widow, changing her holster doesn't count as a new outfit. And she'd fucking start crying, and that'd be it. Fucking bitch. Lastly, the Mike Sitting Down podcast is brought to you by people who stop in the middle of saying something to take a really small sip of water. I know I'm going really negative this week, and I know negativity is so easy in comedy, and it's so fucking cheap, and it just kind of like brings all the mood down, and it's just not a great thing mostly. But I really, really, really hate people who stop conversations in the middle and take a really, really small sip of water. I fucking hate it so much. So pretentious. And especially when they have, like, water bottles that are, like, in holsters, you know? Like, they have to, like, undo 12 latches. Like, they're fucking opening the gates of Helm's Deep just to take a really small sip of water. And then put it right back into their handy side saddle carrying case all-weather shit. Like, oh, and it's fine. You know, you can take it out. But take a good fucking chug, you know? Drink half of it. Like, one sip? It doesn't have taste. It's water. It's not wine. It's not like you're trying to fucking open the taste buds and the palate in your mouth. It has no taste. It's water. You want to do it so you can stay hydrated. I get it. But don't fucking sip on it like it's a Merlot. And honestly, don't stop the conversation unless you're going to take a big old fucking chug. No, 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 no. And I was telling Judy, and I was telling her, I don't want to be your friend anymore. And I got up and I walked away. I didn't even finish my venti macchiato. When bitches like that take a really small sip of water, what they're really saying is, you'll fucking wait. You will fucking wait. Or you'll never find out what blouse I tried on and would have bought, but, you know, It's been so, I've been so bad lately, and I didn't want to buy another one. You know, and honestly, just to make it so I'm not ripping on just chicks, like always, that goes for the hippie, kind of like, bicyclist, environmentalist bros, too. They've got the same type of like, kind of water bottle situation going on. Yeah, you, bro. I hope you fall off your carbon neutral scooter and smash your tangerine jar turned water bottle on the concrete and it fucking breaks all over you and stabs you with glass.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do. Those dudes will not hesitate to talk, to stop a conversation midway and just take a big old fucking sip. Nice long one.
Me and Toby rode our bikes down to the farmer's market the other day. We didn't get anything. That's not why we go. We go more for the scene. And it's a great bike ride. We go around the loop. It's about 4 miles. Then we just get home.
It's like, God damn it, all you fucking butt lickers. You know, you can do environmentally conscious shit without pulling down your pants and shoving it in our faces, dick fuckers. Okay, so we're going to call Johnny. We're going to call Johnny and see how pissed off he is that the Warriors just lost. Because the Warriors just lost. So we're going to call him, and I gave him like an hour or so to cool off. But he's still going to be pretty fucking heated, which should be a little funny. And maybe he'll give us some little insight on how he thought the game went. And enter some hypotheticals. So let's give Johnny a call.
I will go down with this shit. And I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
I'm not very good, man. Fucking Warriors ruined my fucking night.
I know. I was going to try to call you last to give you like an hour to cool off.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think it's gotten worse since then, but...
Dude, it was a tough game, man. God damn it. Yeah, that's shitty. I don't know how I felt about Steph Curry's fadeaway contested 3-point shot with down two with 11 seconds left, but
I mean we have no interior presence, you know. It's not like we could dump it to somebody down low. I feel like, and Curry was hitting like 30 footers.
No, it's true.
Like, he was sucking dick all game, and then he starts hitting these ridiculous threes in the last minute and a half.
Yeah. No, totally. And I would obviously wouldn't be saying that if you just drilled that three. Like, fucking great shot selection. I was fucking saying it before. He just needs to pull up, man. Fucking go for it. Go for the win.
Yeah, I blame Mark Jackson, dude. I think he's a shitty coach.
I think he's a shitty coach, too, man. Or no.
It's like...
go on.
He doesn't draw, like... Every time they, you know, when they, like, mic up the coach or, like, they take you in the huddle and shit?
Yeah.
It's like, he's never doing, like, X's and O's with a clipboard.
Yeah.
He's always just, like, giving a sermon, dude.
He's preaching, dude. He's preaching.
Yeah, and that's what he does. He's always just, like, we know what we need to do, like, you know, just trying to motivate them. So, you know, at some point, we just need, like, a nicely drawn play.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like Popovich always comes out of timeouts with, a beautiful set play.
Backdoor cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the whole sermon, him being like a preacher thing, especially now that the playoffs are going on, they're like really harping on it. It's really fucking annoying. He's actually a preacher in his part time, you know, like he and the fact that like Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are super into it makes me, it's a total bummer, dude. God damn it.
Yeah, it's such that they're such church boy. I mean, they're just like,
yeah.
They have so much swag on the court, they have zero swag off the court. You know? They're so lame. Like, they're not funny. They're not good at interviews.
Yeah. Especially Steph, dude. He should be goofier than he is, you know? You feel like such a like an odd-looking guy and a like, odd star, you know? Like, he give him some character, you know?
Yeah.
Over the years of people, like, thinking that he probably shouldn't be playing basketball. I mean, do you think he'd be goofy?
Yeah. But,
Yeah, man, whatever. They'll bounce back. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
Dude, I mean, either way, it'll be a good reason to drink on Saturday. Is that the next game?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Is it another day game?
Oh, fuck. I hope not. God damn it. Yeah, that 12:30 was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Because I had to start drinking at 12:30 and it's fucking...
It sucks. I hate having to do it.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. Yeah, yeah. And that was my birthday last weekend, and that was like the beginning of...
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. Yeah. I don't remember anything from that bar, but whatever.
I don't really either. Just those blue drinks.
Yeah, man, that's literally, it's like out of a movie, but that was the last thing I remember is just you handing me a blue drink. I'm like, oh, died. And I don't remember. Yeah, dude, I saw JD at Best Buy yesterday.
Dude, I was thinking, should I go on?
No, wait, what were you going to say?
I kept thinking, like, the other day, like, did I see JD recently?
Yeah.
Like, why do I think I've seen JD recently?
Totally.
It's like, we saw him at the bar, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember. I remember seeing, like, a picture of him, right? Like, right before he handed me the drink, I had seen him. And it turned out that he's like, yeah, Mike. Because I was talking to him, he's like, yeah, Mike, you came up to me and this girl I was hitting on. And you're like, yo, JD, does your friend put out? He's like, you totally dicked me, man. I'm like, sorry, JD. That wasn't me, man. That was my fucking alter ego. Can't be held accountable.
I sure would be like, yeah, did you came out for Mike's birthday?
He's like, yeah, I came out. Oh, you're fucking gay? Like, yeah, okay. Well, dude, I really only have one hypothetical for you this week, actually.
All right.
But I put a lot of thought into it. I think it's a pretty good one. But yeah, god damn it, I only have one.
Hit me with it.
Okay. For $20,000, right? Would you not have sex until you could organize a flash mob? You know what those things are? When like everyone goes and dances all at once out of nowhere? They, like,
yeah.
And starts dancing, organize a flash mob of 30 people in the middle of the Woodlands intersection, right? Like right around there. But it has to be all people you don't know from Calm. So you have to like organize, you have to like ask around and like be really enthusiastic and get people to and, like get people like just whatever, recruit people. Because you want to do like one of the really cool flash mobs like on the television and like teach them the dance and like you have to be like the head of all this and you have to teach them the dance and then you have to perform it in the middle of the Woodlands intersection. You know, I'm not up it to 50,000. No, I'll go $30,000. Would you take that? You get $30,000 if you can pull it off, but you can't have sex until you pull it off or just not take the deal.
Could I tell them that I was getting $30,000 for it?
Of course not, no.
Yeah.
You just have to do it because it's so sweet. It's such a badass gig.
Could I offer them? I mean, couldn't I just offer them each like $100?
No. You can't change hands. No money changing hands.
You have to like find 30 people who'd be super enthusiastic.
Yeah,
well,
did you?
Flash
yeah, you can, yeah, you can hang flyers and like. And then, but there has to be some like coordinated cost. There has to be like the moment, you know, when everyone's standing there. Like, hey, what are those people doing in the middle of the road?
right.
Now, guys, and you all rip off your jackets, and you're all wearing like goofy T-shirts, and then you just pull off like say like a 30-second dance, while like people are trying to like go places.
Yeah, I would do that.
Really? Okay, for 30 G's. I mean. Okay.
That's a lot of money, man. I feel like I know a lot of kids that come. I'm thinking of like at least 5 or 6 I get from one of my classes right now.
Yeah.
One of them is he's hella into LARPing. Your LARP.
Oh, is you know it live action role play?
Yeah, like nice. It's yeah. I mean, it's kind of nerdy, you know. Like I guess the type of people who are super into that.
No. Everyone like has that thing in them. Like they want to fucking go and have war, but not die, you know? So I get it totally. Wait, so does he do like the knights or like what kind of role does he play?
He like participates in like whatever people have gone. I mean, I'm not really sure how he explained it to me once. Like,
yeah.
Some of them are like knights and like, it's like Dungeons and Dragons or something, I don't know.
Okay.
But some of them, like, people create their own rules, and then you learn the rules, and then you all play.
Okay. Do they just like just give each other blowjobs afterwards, or?
I don't know. I mean, probably, but they're all kind of like oddballs. Yeah, he's a little strange.
No, totally.
He's like he's a huge dude. He's like 6'2", like probably 240. I think he was like a football player. I don't know.
Damn, he's like their king.
But he's like a LARP, like a hardcore LARPer, and he like writes his own scripts and rules.
Damn,
and like,
dude.
He's actually like writing a video game right now or something.
Holy shit.
Something. So yeah, I figure I could get like at least I could get like all of his friends. I could do this in like a day, dude. I would definitely do this. Like, I would tell my homie Riley, he'd bring like 30 of his LARP buddies.
But think how difficult that would be to get like a time that works for everyone, because inevitably people are gonna be like, oh man, I forgot class, or like, oh, I have to be home. Like, you have to get a time that works for 30 people, and you have to get them all together at the same time, practice once, because that has to like go off well, and then line it up perfectly.
Because like they love that shit. they'd be like, oh, I'll clear my schedule. Like, when do you want to? What works for you,
dude? When I thought of this question, I didn't realize you were so in with the LARP community.
Yeah,
I would have made it more difficult.
This really suits me perfectly for this question. Yeah. If I didn't know him, it would make it a tougher question.
Yeah, no, totally. Wait,
$30,000, dude. Damn.
Yeah, 30 big ones. But if you couldn't pull it off, what if the LARP guys were like, nah, man, that's fucking gay. we only cast nerds.
Yeah, you mean this fucking nerd, guys?
Get away from me. Yeah.
So like, if I took the deal, does that mean I could never have sex unless I pulled it off, or could I back out at some point?
No. You can never back out. You have to pull it off. It has to be only calm students. You couldn't just get like, because if you asked me to do that really seriously, I'd probably do it. I'd probably be like, dude, Johnny's losing it, but I'll fucking humor him, you know? But so it has to be like anyone you know from comm. Like, it doesn't have to be complete strangers, but people you know from class or whatever. It has to be comm kids.
Oh yeah, I'd definitely do it.
Oh wow! Okay, wow, dude.
Do you remember when we did like that like jackass thing in front of at that same intersection in front of Woodlands in like 7th grade?
Yeah, when you beat the shit, pretended to beat the shit out of
me. We like tried to. We thought it'd be hella funny, but we were just like laughing too hard, and we're like, "Oh, let's go."
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I remember like,
what's up?
You went out first, and I just like pushed you, and then like we were just both like cracking up. It was like, it wasn't even like a green light. Like, cars were stopped there anyways.
Yeah, they like had to.
Probably like, what a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah.
They just went, women.
God, dude, we expected some like crazy reaction we could like send in to like Johnny Knoxville. Johnny, look, like.
Like all our jackass shit, dude, which I have somewhere, man. I still haven't showed you that, huh?
I've seen it. I saw it like 3 or 4 years ago. I saw like longer ago.
Okay.
I saw it one time after we filmed it. So maybe it was like 10 years ago. I don't know.
But, were you as sorely disappointed as I was? I remember when I discovered that. I was like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Popped it in the fucking player, and it was like just 7 minutes of like the lamest shit.
Like terrible like, footage.
Losing down like a tiny hill.
Yeah, it's like after you watch like porn your entire life, then you actually have sex. You're like, fuck, that's it. it didn't last 45 minutes from different camera angles. Like, what the fuck? No money shot. The money shot like happens like inside.
It was like the running shit experiment, dude. Like, it was such a letdown, and I knew it at the time. I was like, there's only one way to save this. I have to pick up this shit with my hand and just squeeze it. Camera like zooms in on my hand just squeezing my own shit for like,
what, sick
10 seconds.
Dude, that's still like top 3 fun hardest I've ever laughed. I like collapse. Just you in a jock strap just running. But you couldn't.
And your random ass friend there who I didn't even know.
Yeah,
who was like, what the fuck are these kids doing?
And for those who don't know, basically Johnny tried to take a run and shit at the same time, like CKY or Jackass, but he couldn't pinch one off and run at the same time. So he would run like 10 feet and then squeeze, and then run like another 10 feet and squeeze. And finally, he just like kind of half squatted and shat.
I mean, I learned later on that they all do that with fucking laxatives and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Or else it just.
But I just like held in his shit for like a day, like maybe 2 days.
Some like unhealthy amount of time.
I remember like, you know, the jackass when it comes out like super liquidy, you know?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And mine was just like thick, just dry, fibrous shit. You know, like big log.
Yeah.
Can't run and push that out. It's physics.
Yeah. And that was a big phase, and then after that, that kind of sparked like our fascination with like feces. And then remember you took the shit. I mean, years after that, I was taking tons of shits outside and stuff. But you really started it when you took a shit in that bucket, and then we put it in the middle of the road and watched cars run over it.
That was so fun, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Why don't we do that anymore, man?
Yeah, and then like if it was off by a little bit, then we'd have someone stand like a foot into the road to get the car yeah. get move a foot over, and finally we fucking got some car to run over and just splattered it everywhere. Like, fuck yeah!
I remember Gabe Avins was there once.
Yeah,
and you know, hella smart. He'd always like know, like okay, like. You stand here, like, place this bike right here, you always know.
The Pythagorean theorem says that the shit will explode yeah. biggest if you, yeah. Dude, who needs exactly hard drugs when you have feces, you know? Feces and friends. God, dude.
Ah, good times.
Something about boys and poop that just go together so well. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
It's like you produce something that smells so bad.
I still shit outside every now and again.
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, I mean, I went through a big, big phase of shitting outside. but then that stopped when, or it didn't stop, but it slowed down dramatically when I took a dump outside of Dylan's house. We were, like, all playing video games, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go take a dump. And someone was in the bathroom, so I just went out to, like, his backyard area and just pinched one off. And just came back and kept playing video games, and, like, 2 hours later, his dad came in, he's like, yo, which one of you guys took a shit outside?
I didn't know it was one of you.
Because it was like clearly human shit.
There's like toilet paper leaves like next to it.
Yeah. And then like of course everyone sells me out immediately. They're like, Mike. It was Mike. I was like, you guys are fucking assholes. And then he's like, why? He just like was baffled for good reason. Because it's so hard to explain to someone why you would do that, you know? It's like, well, it's hilarious. Like, okay, I don't think it's hilarious. Try again. Like, well, then there's no way I can explain it. Like,
they just don't understand it.
Yeah, man. Just how fucking hilarious poop is.
Yeah. Everybody found out about my running shit, I remember.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. It was probably me.
I told everyone.
But I just remember, like, yo, don't tell anyone, guys. It just got out. I remember, like, I think it was Hannah Troutner asked you about it. There's somebody asked me on AIM, like, like, I heard you took a shit, like, while running. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with... I mean, I don't know, dude. When you're that age, like, what's entertaining for little kids? You can't have sex. You can't... You don't really even know to masturbate yet. I guess you're, like, you're there, but not really. You're not, like, experts at it like we are. You can... You can't really go on play dates except for the weekends. You know, like, there's... all you know in life is, like, rules, like, homework and school. And, like... occasionally it's sports true. And friends. Yeah. So then yeah. If you can produce something that one looks funny, two smells funny, and then like is malleable and shit, and you can, and other people can like have to, you know, like that's intransportable, of course. Like this is, it's like gold. You're like shitting gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to play with poop all day. And when there was no poop, when no one had to poop anymore, we'd go to the dog park and just take bags of shit and throw them into the road and watch cars run over them. God, fuck you guys.
You just eat hella food and wait till you have to fucking poop.
Yeah. God, this sucks. Can we hurry this shit up?
I actually tried to shit outside like a week, or it was 2 weekends ago when I was... I drove to Petaluma with Goodman to drop the dog off that I look after at the kennel.
Look after? Oh, yeah.
I mean, the people that I...
Heard that one before, Johnny.
Poor
poor dog. Go on. I hope you pull out, dude.
And that reminds me of another story. We were in like the backwoods of Petaluma, like way up in the hills, and I really had to shit. So Gavin was like, "Yeah, man, just pull over on the side of the road."
Yeah.
So I pulled over on the side of the road, took care of business next to the car, and my fucking car got stuck.
Damn.
Pulled over in some mud, couldn't get out. I had to call AAA.
No way. Wait, so were you at least a little far away from the shit, so you didn't have to, like, hang out with your shit while you waited for AAA? It's like a big
trip. No. It was like, right next... I was using my car as, like, a shield for... Oh. I mean, there's nobody out there. I don't know why. It's like a shield for Goodman and for all the cows or something. All the cows around.
Trying to be respectful. That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude. She just held it in. Definitely. Wait, did you plan on... Did you have anything to wipe with?
Yeah, I have a bunch of tissues in my car.
Oh, okay.
Cool. You never know.
That you don't, dude. Yeah, I've done some ghetto wiping in my time. Like, using wet stones is a big one. Just wet a stone.
Oh, man.
Or using some eucalyptus leaves, or just doing the dog
poison
thing.
Ivy.
Yeah, except poison ivy. Or just just spread your cheeks and just rub it against grass. And it'll get
I've never done that.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. It works, but then you get kind of like grass burn in your fucking anus hole, which
is... Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty whack. Yeah, man.
I have a question for you. What would you rather? Who would you rather? Whatever.
Oh, God, really?
Actually, no. I realized I only have one of the two things, so it's not a question at all. But I'll pitch it to you just so you, maybe you can use it on like somebody else or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Thought of it randomly like last week. So the option is every day of your life, or maybe I don't know, every day for a year, I don't know, whatever number you want to choose, you have to any. All right, so you're having conversations with somebody or whoever, and every single day of your life, something comes over you and you can't help it, and you close your eyes, and you pucker your lips, and you turn your head a little bit to the side, and you go in yours for the kiss. And you never know when it's going to happen or who you're going to be talking to. You can't explain it away. You can't just be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened."
Yeah, it happens to me once a day. Sorry, man. Someone cursed me. Some evil witch cursed me. Wait. So it could be like a checkout clerk, or it could be like your dad, or like your sister, or
yeah, anyone. And like, if you don't like see anyone in a day or something, then like they'll add up, and then the next day you'll have two of those.
I thought you were going to say, like, dude, if you don't see him in a day, then you just shit yourself. No. Oh, my God, dude, that's so bad. And just, like, really slowly. I think if you're trying to, like...
Yeah, like, really slowly. Just mid-conversation, just close your eyes, just tilt your head, and just move in.
Oh, yeah. God. Dude, I would make sure to hang around, like, not hang around, like, not talk to any girl I like until... Until I've already tried to kiss someone that day, And then you'd be safe.
Pray that you get out of the way early on.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's really, really tight.
Yeah. I don't know how it would... I mean, it's like, I guess you'd snap out of it, like, once they react. I don't know. I'd have to think about how to phrase that.
Yeah, once you've, like, thoroughly embarrassed yourself. Like, once the damage is done. Once they want no part of you. Once they've left...
Yeah, that's when you come to.
And like tweeted about it and Facebook post about it. Once the unfriend goes through the Facebook internet, then that's when it pops up. Pop out of it. The cops are called. God, dude, that's a good one, man. That's so creepy. That's like even creepier. Oh, it's so creepy.
Yeah.
Especially in the way I imagine it is like you, like a small neck lurk forward,
Yeah, it's just subtle,
Yeah.
You look like really passionate, You go in for like a passionate kiss, not like a aggressive. Or anything. I don't know. Imagine if you're like a babysitter. I mean, it could pose a lot of problems professionally.
Yeah.
Legally.
You have to stay away from like schools and like, yeah. Oh my god, that could be so bad, dude. Literally wouldn't have to, you wouldn't be able to interact with children until you've tried to kiss someone that day.
Oh man, it's like, I was thinking of like what the worst times this would be. I remember I was sitting next to my grandma at my grandpa's funeral, and I just imagined if like she's just crying and I just like lean over and just try to kiss her. Just try to kiss her on the lips.
Oh god. Babe, calm down. Come here. Oh god.
Hey grandma.
Dude, that's terrible. Yeah, yeah, funeral would be a pretty bad one. Maybe at like yeah. some kind of like birthday party, child birthday party, really terrible. It's like some little boy. You're like your friend's Mom, girlfriend dad. Or something.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god. I mean, there's like no instance where it would be welcome. You yeah. know? It would like never be good.
No, but the only way you could pull it off is if you're with your good friends, you know. And even if you couldn't tell them about them, they'd still probably find it funny. Like, you fucking weirdo. They'd probably laugh it off, and that'd be it, you know.
Yeah, until you do it again, like, a week later.
Yeah, like, yo, Johnny, that was funny the first couple times. We gotta fucking cut that out.
Yeah, like, are you kidding? Because, yeah, I mean, that's cool if you are.
Like, dude, Johnny, I'm not like that, man. Like, how could I... What, dude? No, man. Something like that. I don't know, man. I think it might be like that. You keep trying to kiss me.
That's just weird medical disorder.
Yeah. Dude, I'd take... You'd have to match that up against a really terrible one. Like...
Yeah.
Would you rather do that or just... I don't know. It's really bad.
Yeah. Or like the just really good thing. You know, like you have that, but you get to bang, you know, Beyonce every fucking week or something. I don't
not
know.
Worth it, man. Not worth those 1.5 minutes of glory. That would be just be a stick 'em, just a fucking instant fire situation. And stick it in. I'm done. Thanks, Beyonce. Yo, Beyonce, did you come?
Love your work.
Yeah, especially after Jay-Z's, which is broken her in. She probably wouldn't even feel me.
Yeah.
I just like rub against one of her cap on one of her walls and just like psst. Yo bae, you come. No. Yeah. And what if, dude, would you fuck Beyonce if Jay-Z found out about it?
Yeah, I mean,
and like straight called
mad at her.
No. What if you like
something I don't understand?
Well, no. Go on.
Well, like, you know, like, I was going to say, like, dudes, you get mad, like, if they find a girl cheating, then they get mad at the dude, you know? I'm totally. Like, yeah, you're mad at the wrong fucking person, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. It's a completely irrational. I think it's probably, like, just, like, a real, I don't know, you feel bad about yourself. You're like, it's like, oh, insecurity, basically. That's what I mean. Insecurity, big word there, Mike. But what if it wasn't like that at all? And like Jay-Z just in his arrogance just assumed that you basically like took advantage of her in some situation and just fucking called you out super hard on his next album. Yo, Fairstein, you're a fucking bitch. Like, how dare you step to my like bed?
And that's a Jonathan Fairstein, you know, I'm talking about Jonathan Kenny Fairstein.
And then just people, the internet just rains hate down on you. And like Andre 3K, like, posts on your Facebook, well, fuck you, Johnny. I hope you never listen to Outkast. Outkast is
I'll just hop on a track. Oh, man.
You'd have to have like your rebuttal track. Yo, Jay, you know it wasn't like that. Like,
it was an accident.
Fuck you, and he just tears you apart in like the dopest verse ever, and like all the kids at school are like just fucking rapping along to it. Fuck Fairstein, like fuck Fairstein.
Hella popular track that everybody fucking knows. It's yeah, like the next awesome. Hey-ya. It's like the Hey-ya of our decade, but it's a Jay-Z song ripping on you.
Yeah, and all these kids are just singing along for years and years and years. Play Fuck Fairstein. Fairstein's, oh god. Dude, that'd be so bad. I don't know.
Yeah, but people still would know that I fucked Beyonce.
Totally. But like, what if she came out? Like, he's got a tiny penis, and he only lasted 30 seconds. Fuck.
They put out the song together.
A duet.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Oh, God, dude. And it's like their super hit song. They like perform it at their wedding.
Performed at my wedding.
Yeah. Hell, people like protest everything you do from then on. Fuck you, Fairstein. Dude, because people take their Jay-Z and Beyonce shit really seriously. Like, if those people broke up, it'd be really bad. I feel like people, you know, the internet would probably crash.
Yeah, I don't understand everybody's love. I mean, I love them both, you know, individually, and, you know, they're great, you know, musically or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, people, like, love Beyonce. It's like really hip to like her, too.
Totally.
Yeah. I don't understand it. Like, is it just because, I don't know. It's because, like, they meet the president. I mean, they do a lot of baller shit.
Yeah, and she's, like, a nice, powerful woman. She's not, like, fucking anorexic. Yeah, she's still really hot. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's really talented on her own, in her own before she met Jay-Z. Although, I always thought, like, their marriage was, like, a fucking business relationship. Like, I'm sure they like each other, obviously. But...
Yeah.
Like a they little just part
love the power couple that they make.
Exactly. Like, I'm sure they like fucked one time when they're just kind of like intrigued with each other, and they're like, "Yo, dude, I'm adding up these numbers, Beyonce. Like, we could do some damage here. Like, this might be a good idea. Like, oh, you think so? Like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I don't know. Like, dude, how surprised would you be if they had like an open relationship where they could both just, or basically Jay-Z would just fuck other people, and it was like totally fine because it was more business than personal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to see their sex tape. I think probably more. That'd be my.
Totally, dude. If they made that shit pay per view, they can make so much money.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, rappers are they're competing to be the first billionaire. I just saw this this Hip Hop DX article, which is probably bullshit. They should make articles out of fucking nothing. But
yeah,
they listed like Diddy and Jay-Z, and I forget what their net worth is. I think they're all like $300 million. Ish.
Damn, yeah.
So I guess they're not even close to a billion, but yeah, that's the article said that they're raving. So I was like, oh shit. Nah,
they're going neck and neck to the finish line, yeah. Just 700 million more. Dude, that's like a big jump to make, because when you make $300 million, you can only make so much money by like endorsements and fucking, you know, album sales.
Yeah.
You basically at some point have to start making companies, and like Dr. Dre, I'm sure he's the closest, man, just because of beats.
He's up there.
You know?
Diddy is. I think Diddy is.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know why. Ciroc is like his biggest.
Oh, God. Thing. What a fucking
joke. I don't understand like how, like 50 Cent, like vitamin water is the best thing he has.
Totally. And yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand finance. How, like, I don't know how they got involved in what they got involved in. Like, why the fuck did 50 Cent go to vitamin water?
No. What happened was he, they wanted him in a commercial, and they offered him like $1 million or like 2% in the company, ownership in the company. And he took the 2%, and then Coca-Cola bought vitamin water, I'm pretty sure. And that 2% was instantly worth like $60 million or like some crazy, I don't know. I might have just made up all those numbers, but it was like, so he got a small percentage for, because remember that 50 Cent platinum vitamin water flavor back in the day?
No.
Oh yeah, he like had his own flavor, and I'm a pretty serious vitamin water drinker. I've been following this for a while, but yeah, no, but it's just like smart business decisions like that. You know, like John Elway put all his. Oh, now we're getting really boring here. Never mind. Basically, you have to start making your own business to make a billionaire. You can't just become a billionaire off of like Nike paying you this amount of money and fucking Columbia Records paying you this. You have to like be the Columbia Records. You have to be the Nike. But
yeah,
poor fucking Jay-Z just has to bang Beyonce and make $30 million, you know, instead. Or $300 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Cool, man. Well, I have to get
up. Probably have like...
What's up? No, you go. No. It's all you. I was going to say something terrible. Go on.
I was going to say something about how their power couple sex is probably super powerful, dude. I bet they do it in like a... like a room full of mirrors.
Yeah.
With money stacks. And then he lets that out like just a, you know how like tigers when they they're not tigers, lions, when they nut, they just like fucking roar.
Yeah.
I bet Jay-Z just does that.
Yeah, no, totally. I feel like they definitely
awesome.
They definitely like plan it. There's no like quickie. Like, hey, you want us to do a quickie real quick before bed? You know, no. Like, they go out. They make it really extravagant. Probably never have sex at home. Like, only have sex like in crazy places. Like when they rent out the Eiffel Tower, or like on top of some fucking building in Manhattan. You know, it's not just like a nutting type situation. It's like a fucking 3-part performance. Like, and they have like robes they put on in between sessions. You know, like. And personal assistance. Yeah, seriously, man. And but, dude, so is jerking off at your computer and then crying yourself to sleep. Just a nice lullaby.
Could be like, worse.
And like spraying a bit on your leg and knowing it's gonna be sticky tomorrow morning, but knowing you're not gonna get up and wipe it off. So fuck it.
I will go down with this shit. I won't put my hands up. Surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love, and always will be.
Big thanks to Johnny Fairstein for talking so long, especially on what is a really tough night for him as the Warriors drop to 1-2, losing at home to the Clippers. And thanks, I will donate $5 to a charity of his choice at a time to be determined. Likely never. We've only have one letter this week. Come on, guys. Send in letters. We need you. We need you. The email address is mikesittingdown@gmail.com. We need you guys. Send in some letters. They can be positive, negative. Mostly positive, I mean. So, yeah, we only have one letter. It's a short one. Dear Mike Sitting Down. Hey, Mike. Is that a 20 I see out in the middle of that intersection? I think it is. Go get it. Go get it. I'm sure the cars won't hit you. Go get it. Come on, go get it. Sincerely, Tom Pritchard. You know what, Tom? I get what you're getting at, and it's not that funny. You know, no one's laughing. Thanks. You know, thanks. Take your negativity and hatred somewhere else. Not here. Not on this podcast. Not in front of my 14 listeners. Anyways, thank you everyone for tuning in this week. We're 6 weeks in, and I really like the direction the podcast is going. We're trying different things, trying different combinations, different lengths of the hypotheticals, different formats for the advertisements. We want to thank all my advertisers, and yeah, I think we're going strong. until next week, thanks for tuning in. Keep sitting.